This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Very excited to have our guest on, Steve Moore, with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and the recession myth. Steve, it's great to have you on today. President Obama is taking credit for a lot of things, and I'm reading this article entitled Recession Myth. And when people start talking about the economy today, they are very invested, depending on which political side of the aisle on, if they're on the left, that Trump didn't build this. Let's just put it that way.
Well, by the way, great to be with you.
Thank you.
I wanted to respond to something you were just saying about, you know, that clip from President Obama talking about the energy revolution. You know, the irony of Barack Obama's presidency is that the industry that he detests the most, the oil and gas industry, is what saved his presidency. You know, without the fossil fuel, the increased amount of oil and gas that came from shale, you know, shale revolution, you know, we wouldn't have even gotten out of the recession that Obama inherited. And so this incredible technological revolution more than doubled and almost tripled our oil and gas reserves, and more than doubled our output. Now, it happened when Obama was president, no question about it, but it happened in spite of Obama, not because of him. Every regulation, every policy put in place was to try to shut down fossil fuel development. He and his backers hate fossil fuel, so that there's an irony there that he's now saying, well, I'm the one who produced all this oil and gas. It's true, it happened when he was president, but the left wasn't. In fact, you know, the left tried to shut down fracking.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, they hated fracking, you know. And so, by the way, since Trump is all in on American energy, I mean, I've talked to him many times on this. He wants America to be number one in oil and gas production and coal production and nuclear production. And, you know, we're pretty close to being there. I mean, we're producing more oil and gas than any other country in the world now, which is, by the way, the absurdity of this climate change agenda, which is we're going to stop producing fossil fuels. I mean, that's ridiculous. We get 70 to 75% of our energy from fossil fuels. I mean,
that
if you want to shut down the American energy economy today, you shut down fossil fuel production, you'll see how quickly our economy grinds to not just a halt, but runs into reverse right back to the Stone Ages.
Yeah. Well, you know, when President Obama, I mean, clearly he's felt the need to clarify where all this success is coming from. A lot of people will say that we're enjoying the last couple years of Obama administration financial economic success, and just wait, the recession is coming. And I laughed out loud when I read this article. The first line is, there's an old saying that Wall Street economists have predicted 8 of the last 2 recessions. It literally made me laugh out loud. Are we headed for a recession here right now?
No, we're not. And by the way, in my new book that just came out last week called Trumponomics, How Donald Trump's America First Policy Revived the American Economy, the third chapter of the book is about Obamanomics. And, you know, the truth is Obama gave us the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. And we did have a recovery. I'll give Obama credit for that. And it was a long and durable recovery. It was just really flat. It was about half the rate of, you know, increase that we normally have coming out of a recession, and only about one-third as strong as we had under Reagan. And, you know, that's been a very negative thing for the American economy. We lost about $2 to $3 trillion in output that we would have normally had if it had not been a bunch for the policy mistakes that were made under Obama. And Bush, by the way, I'm not, Bush, you know, made a lot of mistakes going out of office as well. But look, this is the Trump economy. I was asked on CNN the other night, you know, because Obama keeps making these comments that he's responsible for this boom. And, you know, the host of the show on CNN said, is this the Obama effect? And I said, yes, this is absolutely the Obama effect. It's the effect that Barack Obama is no longer president of the United States. That's why the economy we're experiencing one of the biggest economic boom surges that we've seen since Reagan was president.
We're speaking with Stephen Moore, who is the chief economist at Heritage Foundation and a very accomplished author and man of money as well. It seems like you've got a lot of experience in studying the details when it comes to the economy, what takes place in the background. That's all stuff for me, even, and a lot of people listening. It's all details. It's very complicated. And for some people, it might even be boring, but it's probably one of the most important things that this president has been able to accomplish in 2 years in office. Is it Donald Trump or is it conservative policies? Or what is it about the last 2 years that have us booming right now in the economy?
Well, again, you know, in the book, I'm going to have to send you a copy of the book because I think you'll enjoy
it.
Yeah,
I'd love that. Thank you.
One thing you said, economics is so complicated. Economics is really simple. The only people who make it complicated are these, you know, pinheads at Harvard and Yale and Princeton who make very easy concepts very difficult to understand. And, you know, our book is just explaining how, you know, as you know, Larry Kudlow and I served as the senior economic advisors to Trump during the campaign. And Larry has gone on now to be the most important economist in the country, if not the world, working for Trump as a senior advisor. I talked to him last night. He's now on a plane flying out to Buenos Aires with the president on this China trade deal. But no, I think it's a mixture of both. To answer your question, it's free market economic policies that are pro-business, pro-American worker, and the tax cuts, the deregulation, the pro-America energy policies, the getting the government off the back of business. But Trump got it. I mean, Trump is a pro-American business, pro-American worker president. We replaced a community organizer with a successful businessman. Of course, the economy is going to grow faster when you have somebody who knows something about business in the White House. And so I think he deserves a whole lot of credit for this. He's just got a lot of common sense. I talk a lot about the book about the difference between Reagan and Trump because, by the way, there are a lot of similarities between Reagan and Trump. But, you know, Reagan was an ideological conservative, as I am. Trump is not an ideological conservative. He just does the common sense thing, and if you're a conservative, the good news is that the common sense thing is the conservative thing.
I mean,
you know, it's not that complicated, folks. If you cut tax rates, on investment and work and saving and, you know, entrepreneurship, you're going to get more of those things. If you raise tax on those things, you're going to get less of those things. If you get government off the back of the businesses to build more factories and, hire more workers, guess what? They're going to do that. I saw the president a few weeks ago. I just left, with him, and I said, this stuff is working better than we thought it would. And I said, Mr. President, you're going to have to stop creating so many jobs because we have 7 million more jobs today than people that can fill them.
I'm sure that he loves to hear that.
He loves to hear that. I mean, he's pro-America.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He wants American workers to succeed. And by the way, this lie that's been told all the time on the media, Trump just cares about rich people, and that was the line that Democrats used in the campaign. In the midterms. No, every conversation I had with Trump on this stuff, whether it was the tax cut, the deregulation, the monetary, I say, how is this going to affect the middle-class blue-collar worker who hasn't had a pay raise in 20 years? You know, he thinks a lot about those, steel workers in Pennsylvania and the auto, workers in Michigan and the coal miners and in places like West Virginia that mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton promised she would, eliminate every coal job in America.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Moore, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I noticed on your bio here that you went to University of Illinois.
I did.
And you're from Chicago.
I'm sorry to tell you, I am not a St. Louis Cardinals fan. You know, we have Illinois, we had Cardinals fans and Cubs fans.
Yes. Well, I actually live in Illinois. I live right across the river here.
Are you Cubs or Cardinals?
Oh, come on. Go Cardinals. we can fight about that. But I would like to have you on again sometime if you would to talk about the Illinois economy. I talk a lot about Illinois.
Illinois is a total catastrophe.
We could talk for hours.
Anytime I think it couldn't get worse, it did. And, it grieves me because I think Chicago's one of the greatest cities in the country. I think Illinois is a great, great state. But, I mean, the people that they've elected now, you've basically handed, if you're an Illinois resident, you've handed total control over to the state to the to Madigan. You know, Madigan has run that state for 30 years right into the ground.
Yeah.
And there's no checks and balances anymore in Illinois. It's really a shame.
Yeah, it's one thing to be like in the middle of flyover country when you're talking about national elections, but try being downstate Illinois in a state election like this year. I am just being punished. It's a really rough thing, but I would love to get your insight on that again sometime. We'll reach out.
We do a ranking every year of the states, their economies, and, you know, Illinois continues to be in the bottom five every year. I mean, look, Illinois residents know that. They know what's happening to their state. The taxes are so high. The regulations are so high.
Yep.
The anti-business stuff is so bad that people are now moving out of Illinois for West Virginia. Come on. What's wrong with that?
Well, we'll talk about it again sometime and fix all those problems. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, such a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have
Absolutely.
A great day.
You as well. I didn't know he was from Illinois.
Wicked interview.
He
that
said
was
all
good.
The things I've been saying, and he's smart.
Seriously, the segment before. All the things.
I'm just a punished Illinois taxpayer. He's a smart Illinois taxpayer, and we're saying some of the same things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.